Welcome to Family Leadership Online, where we are equipping families to be more effective for eternity. In Genesis 17:7, the Bible says, "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you in their generations." This is a promise from God for your family. God wants to establish His covenant and His purposes through you and your children. Family Leadership Online is a media outreach of Harvest Ministry, John and Ann Dunnigan, with a vision to provide biblical-based training for more effective family life and Christian leadership. This is eCourse 101 for Kingdom-Focused Families, and at Family Leadership Online, the E stands for Effective for Eternity. This is session number 2, and we're going to be talking in this session about dysfunctional and functional families. God has a function and a purpose for our families. He wants us to produce fruit. He wants our families to function and to work in the unity and the strength empowered by God to fulfill God's plan. But many families are dysfunctional. Different terms that describe a dysfunctional family are neglect, abuse, rebellion, disunity, disloyalty, and of course, divorce. When you think about neglect, there are many children today that are neglected. There are many kids that are just practically raising themselves. They're latchkey kids that just come home from being away from the family all day long at a school, mostly in a very humanistic environment. Kids come home, they open the door, they come in, they play video games, they do what they want, they watch TV, and they are just left to themselves. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:15, King James, the Bible says, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame." I want to look at this in a few other translations. In the Amplified Bible, God says, "The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left undisciplined brings his mother to shame." In the NIV, "A rod and reprimand impart wisdom, but a child left undisciplined disgraces its mother." And the New Living Translation says, "To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child." We can't neglect the responsibilities of being parents. As parents, God has called us to teach and to discipline and to raise our children. He has not called the church to discipline and disciple our children. He's not called the youth pastor or the kids pastor to do it. God has called the mom and the dad, the father and the mother, to be diligent and for us to take our parenting responsibilities seriously. When you look at abuse, there are children around the world that are terribly abused. We have children that are abused, verbal abuse, physical abuse. We have sexual abuse. Over in East Africa, we deal with many orphans. We've rescued hundreds of orphan children in different places. And in many situations, there is such horrendous abuse. The enemy will just take the most vulnerable victims of sickness and disease and of war and horrible things and abuse them to further his purposes. But you know, the enemy will even take abuse and he will distort it to try to say that parents who spank their children are abusing them. When you think about rebellion in dysfunctional families, often people talk about how there's going to be teenage rebellion. When your kids get up into those teenage years, you just watch out because they're just going to rebel and fall away from God. And God has plans for young people. And we need to raise our children up on the yes side of God's life so that God, we can instill in them a vision and a purpose for their life. A wonderful example is a book called Do Hard Things by Alex and Brett Harris. They've actually started a movement of young people called The Revolution, which is a teenage rebellion against low expectations. three other D's, division, disloyalty, divorce. Division, you know, the family today is everybody's just off going their own way. Everybody going here and there and all divided up. Not always with terrible divisive attitudes, but often just doing our own thing and just disjointed. When there is disloyalty in a family, it's horrible when you cannot trust those who you are closest to. And then when the marriage covenant is broken, either by immorality or by deception, and then finally by divorce, it's the children that suffer the most. And it is such a contrary example to what the covenant of marriage is supposed to represent. God has his 3D plan in Deuteronomy chapter 6. God talks about discipleship of our children. He talks about discipline, disciplining our children, training them, and teaching them diligently. If you look at Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 9, I encourage you just to go through those verses and circle the words that show the importance of a parent's responsibility to actively teach and train their children in the way that they should go. When we look at these different examples of dysfunction versus function, I want to look at what would be the opposite of the dysfunctional words. You think of the opposite of neglect. Well, that would be parents who love their kids. Parents who take time with their kids. And often love to a child is spelled T-I-M-E. We need to realize that it is our responsibility. We need to diligently teach and train and be the mom and be the dad that we're called to be. Instead of abuse, we need to love and diligently train our children. We need to take time so that our kids, our kids who are good kids, not just good little kids, like I mentioned at the end of the last session, but dangerous men and daring daughters who will expand the kingdom of God. We need to be parents who diligently train, lovingly train our children. Instead of rebellion, we need to have parents and children who are submitted to God, not just controlling ourselves, but allowing the Holy Spirit to control us. Instead of disunity, to have families who are united with vision. Instead of disloyalty, that we'd be loyal to one another, that we would be best friends. And instead of divorce, that we would have marriages that love and marriages that last. We're going to take the last couple minutes here, and I want to look at a word that I think is just fascinating. It's the word synergy. Synergy is two or more things working together to produce a result not independently obtainable. It comes from the Greek words synergia and synergos, meaning working together. If you think of two different examples of synergy, one example is a beehive. One little bee does not produce honey all by itself. It takes a colony. It takes a beehive to together the bees make honey. There's a synergy that happens when they come together. If you think of water, hydrogen and oxygen, H2O, as a family, we need to work together in synergy. We need to function together. For with God, nothing is impossible. And there is something, there is a synergy that can happen when we function together as a family, and even more importantly, when we function together with God about His purposes. Thank you for joining us for today's broadcast of Family Leadership Online, a media outreach of Harvest Ministry, John and Ann Dunnigan, with a vision to provide biblical-based training for more effective family life and Christian leadership. Every Christian family is called to obey God's great commission and to expand God's kingdom. We invite you to come online at harvestministry.org and find out about our family mission resources, our free resources, and our mission books like The Mission-Minded Family and The Scarlet Cord, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. Remember that missions is not just for missionaries. God's call is for all.